quit this fight. I tell you, now that's something. We're living in a world today, in a nation where the church, the kingdom of God, is being torn with a strife of sectarianism, divisions, rule and reign, and men that are not honest have stirred up division among God's people. The kingdom of God is even bristling with hostility against the ambassador that God sent to this world. That was Jesus Christ. But he's gone back to heaven. They killed him just like God knew they were going to do. And the Lord said so many places in here that I like to refer to, but over in Luke, the 23rd chapter, we read here about God's visitation here through Jesus Christ and God's condemnation here of what the Lord had told. I beg your pardon. It's in the 23rd chapter of Matthew, how the Lord was condemning the religious people of his day for their religiosity, but they had very little love in their hearts or concern for the kingdom of God. And he says down in verses here in this 23rd chapter, as he condemns these men, in the 30th verse, 29 and 30, said, "Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites! Said you build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous. And you say, if it had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been a partaker with them in the blood of the prophets. Whereof you be witnesses unto yourselves, that ye be the children of them which had killed the prophets." See, the Lord has sent, he sent all these prophets and wise men as his ambassadors. Then in verse 34 of Matthew 23 continues, "Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them ye will scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city." Now, he's talking about the ambassadors in Christ's stead that God has sent to reconcile the world back to himself. God was working in Christ to reconcile the world back to himself. And now Paul reminds us that we're Christ's ambassadors because it's Christ that works in us to reconcile the world back to God through him working in us. When Jesus went back to the world, he didn't take the credentials of ambassadorship back with him. He told again and again his disciples, "As God sent me in the world, even so send I you into the world. I've come down here to call you to go out and to do as I would do if I was left into the world. You're my ambassadors. You're ambassadors for Christ. You're my representatives. You're my envoys. I'm going to accredit you through the power of the Holy Ghost and sanctify you and set you apart. I'm going to make you of the highest rank and the highest order that you can be, the ambassadors of the head of state in heaven, who's the head of the kingdom of God, and send you to these hostile men and women that are living in a hostile camp that's opposed to the kingdom of God. And every one of them is running their own little private government that is in violent opposition to God's kingdom ever being established upon this world." There's something else Paul also said I want to refer to here in the 6th chapter of Ephesians, verse 20, before I get any further. He said, "For which I am an ambassador in bonds." This is what they do to Christ ambassadors. He said, "I'm an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." He had a message from the head of the state that he represents, the kingdom of God. In the verse before it, he says, "As for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel." A message of reconciliation with an ultimatum oftentimes, just as Jonah went to Nineveh. He went with a message with no mercy, with only an ultimatum. "I'm going to destroy you in 40 days because of your rebellion against God." We're living in an environment that's just as hostile to the work of the kingdom and the message of the kingdom and the ambassadors that the kingdom sends as it was where Jonah went to preach his message. We're living in a hostile world. The Bible says in John 1 and 6, there was a man sent from God whose name was John, an ambassador of the highest rank. He ranked right along with Jesus. Verse 10 said, Jesus came into his own, and his own received him not. There was another man sent from God. But God sent John, a man sent from God, an ambassador sent from God. His name was John. And he came to bear witness of the light. He came with a message. He said that he that sent me, further next chapter, to baptize with water, he said the same that sent me to baptize said unto me, that one that you baptize and see the dove descending, or the Holy Ghost descending like a dove and lighting upon him, the one that will come and baptize with the Holy Ghost, and I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. And there we find that at one time on this earth, God had two of the greatest ambassadors that has ever been sent from the head of the state of the kingdom of God to represent God upon this earth. And now in the end time, we're the ambassadors for God if we will be of the highest rank, if we'll receive Christ's accreditation, if we will engage ourselves in the preparation in the ambassadorial college that God is preparing us in to go out and be an ambassador with a message from the head of the state, that we speak not for someone or some group that we don't know, but we bear a message from the head of the state that we're sent from, which is God the Father representing Jesus Christ, his Son. That makes us an ambassador of the highest rank. Praise God. And in 1 John 4:17, he said, as he is, so are we in this world. As he is, or as he was, so are we in this world. When we're Christ's ambassador, it don't mean we belong to some little old tiddlywink Bible study course or youth program, but we are chosen to excel in relating that message to others. Or stand boldly, as Paul said, as for me, that utterance may be given me, that I may open my mouth boldly to relate that message to a hostile head of state. For which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. If we're going to be an ambassador for Christ, we've got to be bold. You represent the head of state, and when you speak it, it's God himself speaking through you. As Paul said in Philippians 2:12, for it is God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Praise God. And we're not to represent ourselves. You're not to talk about yourselves and your gifts and your talents and your roots and everything about that as much, many more times that you magnify the message of the head of the state that sent you. And I can prove that. I want to give you something over here in the book of John. You'll find it's all true. In John 3, in verse 34, for he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God. See, if you're God's ambassador and you're speaking for Christ, you're going to speak the words of God. You're not going to glorify yourself. You, as Jesus said, you're going to glorify him that sent you. For he that sent me give me the words that I should speak and that I should say, that all men should believe that I'm sent of the Father. Praise God. Speak his words. People will believe you if you speak his words. Amen. You may be like John. John 12:37 says, John did no miracle. There was an ambassador and he didn't even do any miracle. That's what everybody's looking for today. The greatest prophet, the greatest ambassador that ever lived. And I don't even like to include Jesus with men.